Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Roy St. John. On September 7th, 1996, actor and hip-hop recording artist Tupac Shakur is shot several times in Las Vegas, Nevada after attending a boxing match. Shakur was riding in a black BMW with Death Row Records founder Marion Shug Knight when a white Cadillac sedan pulled alongside and fired into Shakur's car.
Well, I sure love Tupac Shakur. I wish I could make him have millions of dollars with the flip of a switch. Wait a minute. I'll pull out my make man have millions of dollars with flip of a switch machine. Looks just like a gun. I don't need to read the instructions. I'll just point it at him. Bang!
That is whack.
He doesn't look well. Those policemen are after me. They think I've shot him instead of giving him millions of dollars. And so does he. He's dead. I guess his will be worth a lot more. I have to run away now.
Hey, is he gone?
Totally is.
Good. Let's get out of here.
Nice.
The insurance. Man, it'll pay out nice. I think he just gave me millions of dollars.
Tupac Shakur went on to become president of the United States, all without ever revealing that he secretly staged his own death. That doesn't have anything to do with the lesson, however, which was to do with the killer from before. He should always make sure to read the instruction manual that comes with any important or dangerous machinery, like guns or give a person $1 million guns. Both of them look very similar, so don't get confused. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.